thanks also for your support of the Saturday Light Brigade. It's now 25 minutes before 11 o'clock. I can't wait to meet these guys. Today from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, we have Eric and Peace. And Peace, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Peace McAllister. I attend Shadyside Academy. I'm a freshman. I'm new to the school, but I'm starting to get used to the way that it works. As far as myself, I'm interested in a lot of things, especially regarding like fantasy and just stuff in general, like because I'm a writer and I enjoy it, right?
Did you get to hear the poets?
No, I didn't get
the
chance.
Yeah, it was kind of noisy out where you were, but they did a good job. What do you like to write?
When it comes to school, I can write anything that's opinion-based or essay, so that I enjoy stuff when I get to voice my opinion, but in my free time, I enjoy to write stuff of fantasy or stuff of realistic fiction.
Neat. Fantasy, tell me sort of what, do you create different worlds, or are they just characters in worlds that are ones we're used to? And I know it might be a hard question to answer, but I'm curious what you'd like to write.
I get what you're asking. I have really three main universes. There's one that exists with most of the characters I have, because I have over 200 of them all written down, and I know all of their backstories and all of their plots for their multiple stories that I have for each one. Most of them take place in the same universe, so they can all have the chance to interact, whether it needs to come. But I also have two different ones. One that I have created for one specific story in general that I didn't want to mess with the other two. Then another one that has multiple characters in it that it takes place in a post-apocalyptic world that I needed to keep separate from the other two also.
Wow, do you want to be a writer?
Yeah, I would really...
You already are a writer. As an adult.
Yeah. I would like to try to get into writing. Whether or not it's what I'm doing now, I just wanted to be a writer in some way. Whether or not I'd get my writing through any multiple forms of media, whether or not it's television, movies, comics, or books, just to get it out some way would make me very happy.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think a lot of people forget sometimes that you have to be a good writer no matter how you choose to express yourself, pretty much. Maybe with the exception of painting or visual art. I've never thought about that. But, I mean, if you're going to do videos or radio programs or comics or graphic novels, you really need to know how to clearly organize your thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's good writing. What turned you on to writing, do you think? Do you remember when... For me, I like to write, and it was really in 9th or 10th grade, I think. I had a pretty good English teacher that I think helped me understand how important writing was.
I feel like when it came to writing, the way that I got into it was when I was younger, I was always interested in like movie making, and my dad would always encourage me with stuff like that. And eventually, once I got into middle school, I met two people who changed my life a lot, and... one of them was really big on writing, and he helped me, because both times we were both amateurs, so we didn't really know what we were doing, but we helped each other get to the point where we understood what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And that is where I think was a turning point, which was around 4th or 5th grade, which is when I really started to write out my thoughts instead of just, like, doodling.
Well, and I think you're very well-spoken. I don't need to say that. I think one of the reasons you're so articulate is likely because you write. I think writing helps you be a better speaker. It's almost as if you become so familiar with words that you're just very facile, you know, as you talk to yourself. And you say words like facile in the middle, which I could have just said a different word. But let's meet Eric here. Tell me about yourself, Eric. Or would you like Peace to be your spokesman?
I don't doubt that he could do a really good job of that. You're right. He's an incredibly well-spoken young man. My name is Eric McClymans. I've been with Peace Matched for about 4 years now. Somewhat local guy. Grew up in Meadville, Pennsylvania, but lived in Pittsburgh since going to Pitt in 2002. Got into Big Brothers, Big Sisters just because I've always been kind of a civically minded guy. I like the mentoring process, and got matched with Peace 4 years ago. Took a decent amount of time to match because Big Brothers, Big Sisters really takes their time in getting somebody who you really mesh well with. And that's really interesting sitting here listening to Peace talk about writing as a young man and being, you know, outspoken. This reminds me a lot of kind of my interests when I was his age. So the kudos to Big Brothers Big Sisters for identifying that note that was, you know, similar in the two of us.
How old are you now, Peace?
I'm 14.
Oh, my God. So you guys have gone from about 10 to 14, which is more than 4 years, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite a journey between those two ages.
Yeah, Eric and I was a little shy at first because, especially when I was younger, I didn't interact with too many, like, new people that I didn't know too well. So getting into Big Brothers Big Sisters, I was, like, at first I didn't even necessarily understand what it was, but once my mom introduced me to Eric, I felt like he was a really good guy that I could hang out with, and after being in Big Brothers Big Sisters for many years now, I feel like that it's definitely a program that many should get involved with.
We were hanging out one day, and I think we were just in my car headed somewhere, and Peace said, "You don't talk like all the other adults talk," and I thought that was so cool. It's funny, he's my friend, which is really cool. And it's funny that you asked how old he was. He's 14, but he looks like he's about 18 or 19 years old. And we'll go out to get lunch together or something after hanging out. And from the time he was 12 years old, the waiter would come up to us after we're done eating, and he or she would say, "So, do you guys want separate checks?" And I would say, "Do you understand that this is a 12-year-old sitting next to me? He doesn't make any money." Absolutely hilarious. Till to this day, obviously, that happens.
Yeah, I think the most recent time that that happened was last year, actually, and not too long ago. And it happens even when I'm not with Eric. It just happens on a daily, on a sort of daily basis.
Well, and you know, you have a very mature expression, actually. Your eyes look like they belong to somebody twice your age. That's a compliment. There's just a lot of depth in your expression, Peace. I meant to ask you about your family. Is there anybody you want to say hello to or any shout-outs or anything?
I think my mom may be listening, and I know my dad said he was going to tune in. So just to say hi to them and thank them for everything that they've done to help me and everything that they did to help me also get into Big Brothers Big Sisters, because this, just like my parents, have changed my life, because Eric is like a brother to me, and he has helped me in many ways become what I am.
What do you do for a living, Eric? I'm about to ask.
I'm a healthcare consultant, which is interesting for pieces of my relationship. I've been traveling for the last 4 years, 4 days a week. I now have transitioned to working from home, so get to see more of each other and more frequently. So really nice change for us.
Yeah. There was – oh, sorry.
No, please.
There was the option at one point in time where I was given the option by Big Brothers Big Sisters whether or not I wanted to switch out who I had as a big brother, because Eric was – out for work quite often, but I decided that I wanted to stay with Eric because I felt like we were a good enough match that we could make things work out.
Yeah, I spent a year working in Las Vegas without traveling, so my wife and I moved out there for about 15 months, actually, and that's when I think they had asked, you know, if Peace wanted somebody else to hang out with in the meantime. We did, honestly, we never missed a beat. We talked on the phone a lot. I got home a couple times in that year, and obviously we always had time to hang out, but...
Well, that says a lot for your relationship, you know, withstanding that. And I'm not surprised, because you two really do seem extremely well matched. So let's see, it's ninth grade for you now, right?
Yes.
At Shadyside. Have you thought about what you might want to do after college?
After college,
I meant after high school. I'm sorry. See, I'm making him older than he is already.
After high school, I was thinking of, as long as I stick on the path that I am now, all the way through high school, I'm probably thinking about going somewhere like NYU that focuses on the arts, so I can, for one, improve my writing, and also I can figure out how I want to get it out there, whether or not it's just journalism, or whether or not I can actually work into the types of genres of writing that I enjoy to do in my free time. Whatever it is, I'd just like to get a start at being better at what I do now than I am now.
I think you'll have no problem with that based on the attitude that you have. And I really like the fact that you're recognizing that it's a journey. You know, just learning great skills will take you wherever you want to go. And you mentioned earlier, you know, getting used to a new school, which is tough in the beginning. Where were you beforehand?
There's this school in around East Hills called Imani Christian Academy.
Oh, I know. We've had kids from Imani.
I was here. Yeah. I don't know if you were here, but like a good like 3 years ago, I was here with Imani. I don't know if we didn't do anything like this. We were over there in the theater section putting on some type of presentation, but I was here. I was at Imani Christian Academy, and that was also something that had an effect on my life. I feel like the people that I met there really helped me. Because just like all the people, including my parents and Eric, all of these people have helped me become a better person and also helped me improve on what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's terrific to hear. Christine, anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Lots of new exciting stuff always going on at Big Brothers Big Sisters. I really feel like, like you said, this is a great example of our agency, of what we do. I'm glad that they brought up that, you know, the Big Brother was in Las Vegas for a whole year, but yet they were able to communicate, you know, email, phone calls, texting, all of that kind of thing to keep up the relationship. And it's like, you know, he was never gone. So this is a great example of Big Brothers Big Sisters and how the strength of the relationships.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is really Big Brothers Big Sisters really helps people get close together, because Eric did something that I can't necessarily say I was surprised that he did, but it just shows you how close a big brother and a little brother can be, that he invited me to his wedding, and I was there, and I was one of the most I was there I helped people get to their seats, and I also was on the dance floor with him and his family. I got a chance to meet a lot of his family members, and now whenever I get to see him, I'm usually talking with his wife and his new son, who's just born not too long ago.
You're a member of the family for
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
And that's a great thing. I think one thing, too, is big. As the world changes, I think personal feeling and that people are having more trouble interacting with one another, period.
Yeah.
Making new friends. Listening, putting yourself out there, you know, with ideas and sharing them. And I think that's one of the things Big Brothers Big Sisters does too, whether it be volunteers interacting with each other or interacting with their so-called littles.
Yeah.
I guess what's little always a little. I'm really glad you're both here. This is if you want to visit the museum.
Oh,
and there's one part, the make shop is an area that you might enjoy seeing, I think. All of it's great, but I mean, there's a 3D printer and industrial sewing, soldering, and the marketers would say, it skews older. And this is a commemorative patch.
Thank you.
For being here. And anything else any of you would like to say? It's just what a great, I think you've got national caliber spokespeople here.
Absolutely. I think they might be taking over both of our jobs. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to take a little bit of a break. You could, you're facile enough that you can.
Well, I'll say, if I can, one word really quickly. Pisa, honestly, you know, honoring his mom and his dad, honoring Big Brothers Big Sisters, myself, really humbling things to hear him say. This is a fantastic young man here. This is not your run-of-the-mill teenager. He's a world-changing kind of guy. It's been really, really great for me personally, for the part that I've gotten out of being Pisa's big brother. So this is, you know, one of my best friends for life right here. So if you can find that with a match at Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's completely changed my life. So I got to thank Pisa for that.
Thanks. That's really well said, Eric. And Pisa, anything else you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to say that I am glad that I got into this program, because like Eric has said just recently, without this program, I would never been able to meet him. And he's definitely been somebody who's been important to me and somebody that has definitely make a change in my life, whether or not it's just to my regular operations in life. Because usually a lot of teenagers don't get the chance to experience a relationship with somebody who is older than them in a way that's not just, oh, you're a higher caliber than me, you're supposed to have more control over me. When you actually get to meet somebody who's older than you and should technically have more power than you, but you actually get to interact with them like somebody that you are on an equal level with, it's a very important thing amongst a child to understand that not every adult has to be controlling over me.
That's beautifully stated. Thank you both for being here, and Christine,
thank you
as well.
Thanks
for
having us.
Can you mention it's BBS, Big Brothers Big Sisters, BBBS Pittsburgh.org. If you would like more information on becoming a little or a big.
Yeah, and definitely give us a call. We're always looking for more adults and children to get into our program. We have a big kick for Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is our fundraiser coming up in March. So any bowlers out there or people who just like to get more information about the agency, please look, give us a call, 412-363-6100.
Thanks so much. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, Christine and Peace and Eric.